Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This podcast is brought to you by AcapiMatch. AcapiMatch is a boutique matchmaking service that helps exceptional singles find meaningful connections and relationships. To learn more about our matchmaking services, online dating makeovers and takeovers, or to enroll in an upcoming group coaching intensive, go to AcapiMatch.com. I'm Matchmaker Maria, and this is Ask a Matchmaker. This past year, I have invited guests to talk about dating and relationships while answering your dating questions. It has been so much fun, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you that listen. In a couple weeks, I'll be taking a short break. Don't worry, though, I'll still drop a few of my favorite past episodes as we revisit them in August. In September, I'll be back with season two, and some of those episodes will be hotline episodes. You'll hear calls that I have had with some of my listeners on the Ask a Matchmaker hotline, unscripted and on-the-spot advice. Today, you'll hear a teaser episode. If you'd like to talk to me on the hotline to be featured on an upcoming episode, make sure to follow me on Instagram so that when I post hotline office hours, you can call in and I will take your question. I'll be doing my next hotline this afternoon, June 21st, from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern. Just swipe up on my stories to get into the Zoom room. When I'm ready to take your call, I'll patch you in and it'll just be you and me. And you can ask me anything, dating, relationships, gift suggestions, mom hacks. It's Ask a Matchmaker and I'm ready for your questions. Next week, I'll be back with the last episode of season one. Enjoy the season two teaser, Ask a Matchmaker Hotline Edition. Hey, you've reached the Ask a Matchmaker hotline. This is Matchmaker Maria. How can I help you?
Hi, Maria. So I've been dating this guy for about 7 weeks now.
Okay.
We met online through Bumble. We live in the same city, kind of near New York City. And straight off the bat, he just was very clear about his intentions. He's been very upfront about how he feels about me. We'll be honest about his feelings. We'll say he misses me. Recently, we had a conversation. He was saying that I actually followed the 12 date rule. And, you know, after we decided that, like, we're just seeing each other, mm-hmm. But we still haven't, like, had the official determine the relationship conversation or, like, let's delete the apps conversation. So I sort of still will open up my app here and there. Not really to swipe, I guess. I guess I end up like checking his profile just to see if he's been on. And I've noticed that he still kind of checks it too, but that hasn't come up in conversation. And so kind of, I guess this is like a roundabout question, but I noticed today that he had unmatched me today on the dating app instead of just deleting his account.
Okay.
And that sort of made me feel weird.
Right.
Like we hadn't talked since earlier today. And so I kind of just sent him like a, hey, what's going on? And we just proceeded to talk like we usually do. So it doesn't seem like there's any problems, but I guess the whole deleting me off the dating app piece freaked me out. And so I don't know how to approach that or whether, don't know whether I should approach it.
Mm. I like the word should. So let's just take a step away from this for a minute and let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you like this person?
I do.
What do you like about them?
He is like very smart. He is attentive. I find him attractive. We always have a good time when we hang out.
Mm-hmm. How often do you hang out?
So ironic, actually. So our first week dating, we went out 3 times in 1 week.
Okay.
And then since then, we've gone out like 1 to 2 times a week.
That's really good consistency. And do you text or call each other every day?
We text every day. And then occasionally he'll call. Like he went away for 1 week in Florida and he like called me like 3 times while he was away.
Okay. And how old are you and how old is he?
So I'm 33 mm-hmm. and he is 34.
Okay. And you've already been dating for 7 weeks.
7 weeks. Yeah.
And you've already had sex.
Yes.
And so do you have sex every time you hang out?
Since we did it the first time. Yes.
And do you feel like, first of all, are you exclusive? Like, is this do you know if he's sleeping with other women?
We sort of had that. We did have that conversation. Maybe like the third time we had sex, I sort of broached the condom conversation.
Wait, okay. Hold up. What?
Yeah, we were just talking about condoms in general. And then he said something about how he wasn't sleeping with other people.
Are you on birth control?
Yes. Yes. We were just having like a general conversation about birth control in general.
And so you're not talking about exclusively dating each other. He's just telling you, I'm not having sex with other women. Is this a way to tell you like, I don't want to wear condoms?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, have you worn condoms since that conversation?
No.
Okay. So I feel like the fact that you're having sex with someone without a condom, I don't like that you're this confused about what you are when such an action is happening. Like, I feel like if you're going to have sex with someone without a condom, that means something. And what I think it should mean is that you are in an exclusive relationship with someone that you can call your boyfriend. Like for me personally, that conversation is the same conversation, right? If you were to have a conversation about someone that you're exclusive with, that also means that they're your boyfriend. You could just combine those things. And somewhere along the line, instead of having that conversation, he kind of, it seems like, told you that he's not sleeping with other women as a way to stop using one form of birth control. Okay. So that just leaving that on an island for a minute. And then you have been checking in on his online dating. He knows you've been looking at his profile, right?
We haven't talked about that now.
Wait, can he see that you viewed his profile? I don't know how Bumble works.
No. So Bumble just, when you open up the app, it will update like your location. So if you have it set that it doesn't show exactly where you are in the world, if you don't have it open, it'll just sort of give an approximate location from where you last were. But when you check it, it will update the location. So like,
I know that you're online ever.
He would know like the app is open. Yeah. If he were like looking at my profile.
So I guess I'm just wondering, in the last 7 weeks and in the weeks that you've been having sex and in the times you've been having sex without a condom, how you haven't self-deprecated over each other about the fact that you're still opening up the app.
Right. No. Yeah. And I totally agree with that. I can see that. I don't know how to approach the conversation.
You're putting a lot more, you're giving this way more credit than it deserves. And I think it might be because you like him and you can maybe see a future with him. And, you know, you've obviously put yourself in a really vulnerable position and, you know, that's to be expected. And I think it's, you're just scared of what the answer is. Because the question is actually really easy. Like, you know, hey, I don't know if you know this, but I sometimes open up Bumble to look at your profile because I like you. And you know, I know that you've been on and maybe you're doing the same with me, but I noticed that you unmatched me. And does that mean something? Does that mean something? And you should just pause, see how he answers. And let's talk about what the possible answers are going to be. He's either going to shrug it off, which I think is an answer in itself, which is,
what do you think that means?
For me, what do I think that means?
Yeah.
I think if the answer is a shrug off, just full-blown shrug off in the sense of why does it matter? Or I like to be on the app because it makes me feel good, because there is a certain validation of knowing that some women like you, right? I think that is an answer. And that answer is that I am not interested in a long-term relationship with you, because if the answer does not leave you not confused, then he's not interested in a serious relationship.
Right.
And I know that hurts to hear it, but I mean, you don't know the answer, right? So the other answer that he could give you is, you know what? I am not interested in online dating anymore. I thought I was going to delete it. I unmatched you and then I was going to delete it and I didn't. And I'm sorry about that. Let's do this. Then that's also an answer. It's still not an acceptable answer, because the next question has to be, listen, I am growing feelings for you as to be expected, because we've been dating for 7 weeks and we've been talking almost every day. And I feel like I would like to call you my boyfriend, because I think that we have entered an exclusive relationship. Am I wrong? And just pause. Right. I know I'm asking you to say something really, I mean, it might seem like really aggressive and assertive, but that's okay, because you've been dating someone for 7 weeks and you are having sex without a major form of contraception. Like it's not just about you not getting pregnant. It's about you not getting STDs.
Right.
And I don't know who else he's having sex with.
No, I mean, people say a lot of things and they don't actually mean what they say anyway. So,
and I think that entitles you to get answers to certain questions that are quite basic, if I'm being honest. And the basic question is like, hey, I don't want to feel confused. I feel confused. And this is another thing you could say. You could say, hey, I don't want to, you know, we're dating 7 weeks. We've been having sex. I like you. I don't want to feel confused. Pause. See what he says. And what you're going to say is, for me to not feel confused, I need to know if we are dating. I need to know if you are my boyfriend, period. That's it. And then let him react. And however he reacts, that is the answer. If the answer though is anything less than affirming or validating or acknowledging your relationship with him, you have to walk away, because you're 33. Do you want to have children?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're 33. You do not have any more weeks to waste with this person if he's not interested in at least going in the forward direction. I know that's really tough to hear, because basically I'm saying to you that, you know, you've hit the end of this path. The dating path is done. Now you have to enter the relationship. Like, you have to get off the dating highway and enter the relationship exit. And you're basically asking like, hey, are we going? Are we together on this? Like, what's up?
And to be honest, like up until this point, I kind of have felt like, oh, he's the one that's more into me, and he's been more the one that's like, oh, I'm in this, like this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But like just seeing that on Bumble occur tonight, like really like threw me off. And that's sort of why I wrote into you, because I was like, Maria will know.
do you feel like your ego is bruised?
Little bit, yeah.
Like, yeah, I know it hurts.
Sort of like, what is that? Like, why? So when do you think, would you unmatch me?
When do you think you'll talk to him? I think you should do it tomorrow.
Well, this is something that should probably happen in person. Yes. You think, or in like, person. Yeah,
in person or over the phone? It can't happen via text.
We're supposed to see each other this weekend, so great. Either
do it in person.
Yeah,
don't do this while you're naked after sex, though. You know, do this fully clothed while you're outside.
Okay.
Don't do this in your home.
Right.
Because if the answer leaves you confused or doesn't, it's not what you wanted, then you say, okay, I think that's the end of our date today.
Right.
That
makes sense.
If he leaves you confused, then you go home and have sex again. It's just going to leave you more confused. And we're going to be having this conversation again a week from now. So don't do that. Like, you know, be prepared for two different directions. The one direction is I'm confused still. And the other question's like, the other one's like, oh no, I am not confused. This is my boyfriend. And he has told me that he is my boyfriend.
Okay.
Here's what I want.
I want
whatever happens this weekend, you are going to go into the bathroom and you're going to record an audio update, and you're going to send it to me. I want to know what happens. Okay. I want to know how the conversation went. Even if there's tears, I want to know what happened. We all want to know.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful evening and good luck.
You too. Thank you so much.
You are the cherry. You are the cherry on the cake. Don't forget that. Like, he is lucky that he gets to date you. It's up to him if he's going to go down relationship exit.
Thank you, Maria.
Welcome to Ask a Matchmaker Hotline. This is Matchmaker Maria. How can I help you?
Hi, I just have a question. So sure. I matched with this guy mm-hmm. here in SoCal mm-hmm. and he lives up north. We met up, I met up with him after a couple of days chatting and video calling through Bumble. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as we get to know each other, I invited him over to my place and we spent 3 days together. He also had mentioned that he's going to Hawaii to get his PhD so that's going to be approximately 6 years. So since he moved back to San Francisco, we have been texting and FaceTiming here and there. And right now I'm planning to drive there for the 4th of July. So knowing that he's going to move to Hawaii in August, should I still go and pursue? Maybe it will lead to something like a long distance per se, or just break it off and just remain friends?
I have a few follow-up questions. So you said you live in Southern California, and when you say up north, you mean he lives in the Bay Area?
He lives in the Bay Area, yes.
You know, you met through Bumble. So I guess then when he came over, you spent 3 days, it's because he had traveled to you a pretty long distance, and then you let him stay over?
Yes.
How many virtual dates did you have before that happened?
We matched, and then after 2 days, he had traveled over here. So
two. Oh, wow. To see you specifically, or did he happen to have other business?
He happened to have other friends out here. So it was me and other friends of his that he met up with.
And then what were those 3 days like?
It was fun. First off, we went to the beach for first official first date. And then I had happened to go to work the next day. So he did his own thing. I did my own thing. And then we had dinner that night. And then he stayed over and pretty much spent 2 days together. And then we just went to the beach, did a little bit of road trips around my area. And yeah, we just had meaningful conversations, pretty deep conversations we just really connected really well.
Did you guys have sex?
Yes, we did.
When was this? How long ago was this?
This was about 3-4 weeks ago.
Since then, have you seen each other?
No, we have not. So we and just how... have been FaceTiming and text messaging.
How often do you FaceTime?
We have FaceTime since we've seen each other probably 4 times.
So you FaceTimed 4 times in the last month?
Yes.
And then he's invited you to come up for 4th of July weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And he's leaving for Hawaii at the end of the summer?
Yes.
For 6 years to pursue a PhD?
Yes.
And you're wondering if this could turn into something?
Yes. For now, my intention is I'm not sure if I should still drive mm-hmm. up north this 4th of July, because mm-hmm. I know that maybe it might lead to something, it might lead to just, you know, another hookup and then just bye. So
how old are you and how old is he?
We're both 29.
Okay. So here's what I think. I think if the sex was great and you can accept that this is probably just going to be a sexual weekend, like a fun sex weekend for 4th of July, go have fun and have that experience. Because frankly, you haven't really dated this person. You just know them for the first 3 days and then you've like FaceTimed a few times since then. There's no real relationship. And right. You might be putting him on a pedestal that he doesn't deserve because you have, you know, the hormone residual floating through your body after sex, which happens. We always put people on a pedestal if we have good sex. I think if you're okay with having a fun, sexy weekend for 4th of July, and you could just, you know, chalk it up to a nice experience, then by all means, head on up to the Bay Area and, you know, get that guy.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you're growing feelings and it's going to hurt you when he leaves for Hawaii, you should not go up there. Because I don't see that he's made any effort to make you, based on what you're saying to me, he hasn't made any effort to make you feel less confused. He would have already told you by now, like, hey, I like you. I am going to Hawaii. I want to keep dating you. Do you think you can move?
Correct.
And I don't think he's done that, right?
No, he hasn't.
He has expressed
that, you know, PhD school, like he's going to be teaching out there, he's going to go to school and he's going to do like other researches. So he's going to be really 100%, 120% busy probably.
Oh, he's told you that, how busy he's going to be?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he's priming you to let you know, don't look for anything more than this.
Right. Okay.
So was the sex good?
Yes, it was great. It was really
then
great.
If you want to have a sexy weekend for 4th of July, it's going to be a pretty horny weekend. Head on up to the Bay Area and have sex and chalk it up to another experience. But if you feel like you're going to be crushed and confused, don't do that at all. Stay local.
Stay local and just have fun out here.
Yeah. If a guy is telling you about how busy he's going to be in a few months, that's usually a sign. Like, listen, you know, PhDs are hard. But it's still a job, right? And there are a few times when people are really that busy, you have to give them space, right? Like if they're studying for their boards, if they're studying for the LSATs or the actuary exam, or they're about to give their PhD dissertation, but he's about to start his PhD. And yes, there is a stressing starting a new job, but he's telling you, like, there's a reason why he's telling you, I'm going to be so busy. It's because he's trying to tell you, like, don't expect more than what we have right now.
Yeah, like this is just it and that's final.
I mean, technically, you know, if he was planning going to LA for other stuff and he ended up staying at your place, you were technically free hotel for him for a few days.
Correct. Yeah.
And maybe he wants you to come up to return the favor. I don't know, but that's what I would do is either think of it as a sexy weekend or just don't go at all.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you for listening to the teaser episode of season 2. If you'd like to participate, follow me on Instagram so you know exactly when I have a hotline open to take your questions. The lines will be live today, June 21st from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Just swipe up on my stories to get into the private Zoom room. Be lovable and more importantly, be likable. See you next week.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.